Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Amud Aleph. We're holding six lines up from the Mishnah on Samach Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Vahani Klos Krai B'dam Lomali. The Gemara had mentioned three different Makaris, three way Machlaikis, regarding the Makar for the Miyat. How do we know that there's no Chiv Mi'ila for Dam of Karbanis? So says the Gemara, what do we do with all three Psukim now? All three Drushas. The extra word. It says the Gemara, Chad Namuti Minaisar, Vachad Namuti Mi'ila, Vachad Namuti Mi'tomo. One's coming to tell us that there's no Chiv Naisar for eating Dam, that if Dam is Naisar, so you're not going to be Chayiv for Naisar, you'll just be Chayiv for eating the Dam. Vachad Namuti Mi'ila, that there's no Chiv Mi'ila, each Tana Kafi, whatever Drasha he told us already on the Tesama Beis. And the third Drasha is to teach us, Lamuti Mi'tomo, that if a person eats Dam with Tumas Aguf, so he's not going to be chayev out being tameh. He's just going to be chayev for eating the dam. But for pigle, we don't need a pasuk to be memai dam for pigle, because anyways, it's not shaykh pigle by dam. Why? Did not? Because we learned in the Mishnah that kol sheyesh lematirin bein la'ada bein lemezbeach chayav n'lav misham pigle. Because we learned that there's a halacha, there's a prerequisite for, in order for something to be chayev for pigle, it has to be that it's something which has a matter, that something else is matter it, such as basar, which the zrikas adam is matter it for the person to eat it, or the imurin, that also the zrikas adam is matter to be brought into the mizbeach. Until then, you can't bring it. So therefore, those things have mi'ila. But dam, v'dam atz b'matteru, but dam itself doesn't have something else which is matter it. It itself is the matter. So therefore, dam is not shayach to pigle. We don't need another pasuk. We don't need a mi'it to say that there's no chiyav pigle for eating dam, which is pigle. Says the Mishnah, Kol Ma'isi Yom HaKippurim Amar Al HaSeder, all the whole Seder of Yom HaKippurim, the Seder HaAvodah that's described in the various Mishnayis and Maseches Yuma. So the halacha is in Hikta Ma'isil Chaveira L'Yasuklom. If you do it out of order, so it's Ma'akev and the Avodah that you did this possible if you do it out of order. For example, says the Mishnah, Hiktim Dama Sayer L'Dama Pyre. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was Maktim the Dama of the Sayer before the Dama of the Pyre, out of order. So the halacha is that which he was Mazda, the Dama of the Sayer, it was as if he did nothing. So all he did was Hazaz Dama Pyre. And therefore, Yachzor v'yazem midama sayer le'achar dam par. He has to go back and sprinkle the dam of the sayer again after the dam of the par. Says the Mishnah, another halacha. V'im actually gamar es hamatanashim mibefneim nishpach adam. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was in the middle of doing the zrikas mibefneim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the dam spilled. So the halacha is yavi dam acher v'yachzor betchila mibefneim. So go bring new dam, shachta new carbon, bring new dam, and then don't start from where you left off. Rather, you have to start from the beginning of that set. V'chem beheichal, the same halacha applies to leheichal. V'chem b'mizbeach hazav. If the dam spills in the middle, so you just go back to the beginning of that set, and that's it. Says the Mishnah, and the reason for that. Because each one is its own kapara, so therefore you don't go back to mamish the beginning of the whole Seder HaAvodah. You go back to the beginning of the Avodah that's done in that location. However, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, then no, mimakom shepasak misham hu maschil. You don't go back to the beginning of the set; rather, you pick up from where you left off. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Raisa, Kol Ma'isi Yom HaKippurim Ha'amar Al HaSeder, the whole Seder HaAvodah, Im Hiktim Ma'is L'Chaveir Eli Asu Klom. So if you're Makdim one thing to the another, if you do it out of order, so the halacha is that it's possible. So that's a quote from our Mishnah Be'etzem. So now elaborates the Raisa, that Amar Rav Yehuda, that a Masai, when is this true? That if you do the HaAvodah out of order, that it's Makiv? It's only B'Dvar Menasim, B'Big Dei Lavim, B'Bifnim. It's only true when it comes to HaAvodahs which are done with the Big Dei Lavim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Avodvar menasim and bigdei lavan mibachutz. But if you have an avodah that's done with the bigdei lavan outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, such as in the Heichal, so then in hikta ma'isa lechaveira masha asoy. So then if you do that of order, so then if you are yaitzei, it's only ma'akev. The Seder avodah is only ma'akev when it comes to things that are done with the bigdei lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, Rav Nechemya Imer Dano, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is it true that David the Seder Havaid is Ma'akev? That's Bidvar Manasim Bibig Deilavon. Adkan. That's with all things that are done with the Big Deilavon. Period. Beimi Bifnim, Beimi Bechutz. Whether it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether it's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Anything done with the Big Deilavon is Ma'akev. Avo Bidvar Manasim Bibig Deilavon, Mi Bechutz, Masha Asa Asa. But when it comes to Havaidis which are done with the Big Deilavon outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then things that are done with the Big Day Zohav, those are not Ma'akev.